Awesome, awesome. Again, I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here. Something to lead off in what we're going to do tonight. This is our newest show that we just started up in December. It's the Love Cafe. I am the host, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and so excited to be able to bring you another show on, we'll call this Terrific Thursday, because, you know, some people say Throwback Thursday, whatever you want to say. We just want to come at you and bring you some things dealing with the Love Cafe. Now, as you know, love has the acronym, and we like to always talk about the acronym. First of all, L mean listening. If you're in love, you have to listen. If you're not able to listen, you have a problem. The O is for overcoming. No matter what you go through, if this is a situation where you say, I love you, then I'm willing to overcome whatever that's going to occur. V is value. It got to be valuable. The relationship has to be valuable. It has to be valuable to both of you all, and you have to give that 100% effort. You know, it irritates me when people say 50-50. If you're not going to give a 50% and other people get personally get 50%, then you're still short 100. So the idea is 100-100. So keep that in mind. So we want to make sure we understand that with value, have value in a relationship. The other letter in that acronym of love is E, everything and excitement. That's what the E stands for. Everything goes, you work with your mate to make sure, you work with your wife to make sure everything is exciting. Even sometimes when your mouth is poked out, things are not going, you make it exciting because you let her know, honey, I love you, and she's just excited. That's a gift that you give to you, and that's what the cafe is all about. We have three phases of our menu that we talk about. First of all, we always talk about when you go in the restaurant, you get asked for an appetizer and a starter. And that's what we're going to focus on, an appetizer. When you walk in and say, I need to get something that's going to wet my whistle, get my, you know, I'm hungry, I just need to get started off, and they offer you something on the appetizer, you look and see, and that's what we're going to do. So that's lust. That's what we call an appetizer, lust. And that, and you know, in a relationship, in life, there's situations that's lustful. So we're going to talk about that. Then you move to the entree. You know, that's what's so important when you're in a relationship, when you're talking about the entree. You're dealing with a situation with an attraction. There's an attraction there. I like her. I want to be with her. So that there you go. That's the attraction. So you're looking at that part when you said the entree. I like that steak. That steak looks good. You don't know how it tastes, but you don't know what it's all about. You don't know where it's been. You don't know where it's coming from, but you know what? It's attracted to you. So that's the entree. And last but not least, the dessert. Come on now. That's the time when you just get into, you're finished with that entree. So that means you went through life, you went through the attraction, you found out the positive things you need to have in life in this situation where you want to love somebody, and you go to the dessert. And that's final but not the most important thing, attachment. Now you come together. Now you're a couple. Now you can tell, I love you. That's what the Love Cafe is all about. And I'm going to bring it to you tonight, bring it strong. Now, this is part two. Our title for the show tonight is Sometimes It Hurts to Love So Bad. Part two. We had part one in December. I want you to think about that for a second. Sometimes it hurts so bad. It hurt real bad. Sometimes it hurt to love you so bad. Part two. So we're going to talk about a couple things in regards to that. We're going to just move down our agenda and move forward. Now, some people will be joining us, and the call-in number, if you want to be a part of it, is 347-857-4192. And if you want to offer your comments or expertise, press 1. I identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to give your name and your location and just jump in here and just share your comments, your questions, or whatever you have or your thought in regard of love and the topics we'll be talking about. Now, if you want to check the show out on WebLink, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. We're so proud. We have 8 shows that we're producing, and they're coming to you within a month's time. We got all of them during the week. We split them up. One of them is scheduled. Some of them are scheduled the first and third, and other one scheduled for the second and fourth week of the month. So we look forward to having it. I'm going to go through that at the end of the show, share all the shows and the day that will be coming to you in 2020. You know, I was at church at Watch Night, and it was at the end, was at the end of the year, and we sit there excited, and the pastor said something about access. 2020 is the year of access, but it's a decade of access. You start this decade off, and you can have access to all the things God has for you, because truly, truly, he will bless you if you just live the life that he desires you to live. And we want you to keep in mind 2020. You know that, and some people say that's 4 tens now. That makes it special. That's 40. 4 tens. And you have a year of access, 2020, and a decade of access. Plan it out right. Things are going to come to you never thought would come to you in this decade. So I'm excited because God has showed a vision not only in 2017 to have these 8 shows and be heard in 16 countries. People just buzzing me all over the place, want me to do some things, and I'm so glad. It's a blessing because God had already gave me that vision. He said, do this. Bring this vessel before my people, and you will do the work I ask you to do. So it is, I am on a mission, and I'm so proud to have an opportunity. And this show is just one of the missions that I am on. I want to share all I can about real love, because that's what this is all about. The Love Cafe is all about real love. So I want you to be a part of your own Facebook. I appreciate you joining. We'll give you a shout out at the end. But you can also call in. I really want you to call in because I want to hear your point of view. Again, the call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to give us your name and location if you choose to offer your comments, your questions, your expertise. As I said, the title is Sometimes It Hurts to Love So Bad. I want you to think about that. Sometimes it hurts to love so bad. I just want you to think, say, wow, what exactly he's talking about? You remember what the Love Cafe is all about now? The acronym L-O-V-E. Think about it. Think about the menu. The menu consists of lust, which is the starter, the appetizer. The menu consists of entree, which is what? That attraction you have, but that steak that's sitting on your plate, and the dessert is that attachment, because just finished eating and you just say, I love coming to this place. And that's what I want you to do, love coming to the Love Cafe. So let's get started with it, and I want to kind of touch bases on a couple things in regards to we were talking about real love, because this is what this show is all about. It's all about real love. So we want you to be a part of it. So, you know, if you don't feel like you want to call in, offer some comments on Facebook. We're also on Instagram as well. as well as Twitter. What we like to do is make sure we give all our handles so you'll know exactly how to contact them. If you're on Blog Talk, you know, your Blog Talk radio, that's a call-in number, and I just gave you that, 347-857-4192. If you want to be on Facebook, you go to facebook.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith. Then if you want to go to Instagram, that's Lorenza D. Smith. One vibe. Check us out. I'm ready to make it do what it do. And if it's on Twitter, that's Lorenza D. Smith as well. That's at Lorenza D. Smith. So check us out as well there. So we're ready to make it do what it do. All right, let's take this first topic. We want to discuss the triangle theory of love. That's a theory that we're dealing with. And that theory is have three components. And those three components focus on intimacy, passion, commitment. And then, you know, just kind of excuse my phone because, you know, we're people be calling in and we do use all of my phones that I have and my connection to make sure we bring this show to you. And sometimes they call in and want to talk and not realize the show is going on. But that's all right. It's all good. We want them to join us as well. So what I'll make sure when they kind of text me or send me a message, tell them go to each one of those networks and find out what's exactly going on and be a part of the show. Again, on Facebook, on Instagram, Twitter, as well as Blog Talk Radio. The three components of the theory of love. What's your three components? I just gave you the three that we're going to talk about. What's your components that you focus on? Tell me exactly what you're concerned with. It's nothing wrong with that. That's what it's all about, because this show is all about talking about real love. So you can't be afraid to talk about the things that makes you happy, things that keep your face smiling. Let's start off with intimacy. You know, everybody think intimacy is where the body has to touch and you're in an intimate moment where people say the love making or even in some cases sex. Let's keep it real. But you got to remember that first component is so important because it's all about a feeling of closeness. You can meet the minds. Intimacy by the minds. You know, when you meet somebody and you say, darn, I don't even know this person, but this person making me feel good. It's all about connectness, to connect with somebody. That's what it's all about. And if you remember when we were talking about our traits of a relationship, one of the traits is connection. Connection brings you intimate, closer to somebody. You know, it gives you that bond. You have a bond. When you feel like you have a bond with somebody, that's intimacy. That's the first theory of love. It's all about a triangle. It's all set up. And, you know, you have intimacy, you have passion, and then you have on the other end, you have commitment. Those are the things that create that theory of love. If you're not in that kind of relationship, it's not real love. I didn't say perfect love, real love. Real love includes those three theories right there. And if you need to check it. Go back. That's what I do. I assess myself. I assess my relationship. I assess where I am in life. And that's the only way I can move forward. And that first one is intimacy. Nothing about lying down with anybody. It's not about being, you know, putting your hands on somebody. It's all about the connection you get when you first meet them. It's that bond that you think you can build being with that person. Or are you just thinking about, just let me look at how close I can be to that person. The closest it could be through a text. It could be through a phone call. You know, one of the things we talked about on our relationship show, we talked about how can you live in a relationship when you only text one another. It's all right to text. It's good to text when you're building that bond with that person, that intimacy, to tell them, I'm thinking about you. Good morning. How did your day go? That's building a bond. That's a connection. That's building closeness. And that theory of love, the first one is all about intimacy. So just think about that when you see somebody, you run across somebody, you know, wow, this guy, this young lady got me, you know, got something tingling inside of me. I didn't think I had anymore. Because who God has for you, he will have that intimacy to work inside of your body. Now, what should be a part of this? Now, make sure you call in. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1. I will identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to join the conversation by offering your comments, your questions, or even your expertise. The second one is passion. Come on. I know you know what passion is. For some people, they don't have a good understanding of passion. You got to know it involves your feelings, your desires. You know, we always talk about, there's only one person God has out there for you. And when you pray for that person or pray for the desires, God will give you a desire. That's what we're talking about, passion. That's the second one. It's talking about feeling. It involves your feelings. It involves your desire that may lead to some physical. And it might be a physical attraction, romance. It's a feeling, your passion, and sometimes sexual consummation. Let's talk about passion. Where's your passion? Some people say my passion is I love traveling. Can you take that same passion where you're traveling and use it in a relationship? If you're failing in your relationship and you lack passion, but you lack passion in a relationship, but you have passion to travel. Think about that. Let's take that and convert that over to giving it and sharing it with somebody else. Passion, theory number two. Theory number three is commitment. Come on now, talk with me. Now, that's what it's all about, commitment. Are you ready to be committed to a relationship? Commitment means just like it says, 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If you're not ready to be in a relationship or not ready to be in a marriage, don't do it, because you only have 50% in now and the other 50% out. Let's not say we committed when we're not really committed, because we don't understand the definition of it. We got to understand simply is when you encompass. Might be in a short term when you just say, I'm gonna be committed to it. Committed in my class to getting an A. You're committed. You do whatever it takes. And I use that. If you use the same commitment to get that A out of that class, academic class, when you're working on your BS, BA, are you working on your master's? Are you working on your associate degree? Are you working on your doctorate degrees or your head specialist or whatever it may be? You are committed to being successful. And we have to keep on just focusing on being committed. Now, in our traits, relationship traits, one of the traits is commitment. But let me go back and kind of pull those traits. I keep talking about them because when we move to that phase of it, you'll be ready to add in with the discussion here. You know, there are several traits that are so important to a relationship. In the love cafe, when we're getting to, we're out of the lust now. We're going to get for real now. We're going to get into the entree. Those traits are, if you're not quite clear on them for yourself, then you're not going to be successful in a relationship. First of all, you got to have self-love. Every one of my shows dealing with relationship, number one, self-love. If you can't love yourself, you cannot love me or anybody else. Just think about it. Self-love. You have to appreciate when you look in the camera or look in the mirror with the reflection that's coming back at you. You see whatever you see, you love what you see. Think about that. Self-love is number one. Number two is honesty. If you're not ready to be honest, don't go into no relationship. Truth of the matter, relationship engulfs a lot of things. For example, you might be in a relationship where you be married, a boyfriend, girlfriend, you own a job where you have co-workers and so on, in a church, you have church members, and you committed to being there, but you have to make sure you're honest. Trustworthy is number three. Can I trust you? Can I trust you not because trust you when I'm not there? Yes, you can. Because the first thing about trust is, do you trust yourself? If you can't trust yourself, don't expect anybody else to do that. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. The next trait is communication. It's so important. I just mentioned through text and communication. You try to get connected. You try to fill that void, whatever you have, and then you're communicating through text, and you're communicating through Messenger. You're communicating through Facebook. Communicating by calling direct on the line, whatever it may be. Just doing some things to make sure you're able to communicate. Communication requires not only just you talking; requires you to listen. So I tell everybody, it's one of the things that I always say in a relationship, and it's my hashtag. I'm so proud to have it. It's communicate for, the number four, understanding. That means that when I'm talking, you're listening to me, and when you're talking, I'm listening to you. You remember what I said about the Love Cafe? The acronym for L is love. You see, for love is listening. Listening. Communication involves listening. If your skills are not mature enough to listen, you probably don't need to be in a relationship, because it's going to require you to do that. The next one is connection. Remember what we was talking about? In a relationship, connection. Intimacy means connection. That's the first component. If I'm not connected to you, you know, you can tell, you know, you can, you know, you be around somebody and you just say, things start happening. We've done this before, but you never met the person before. That's that connection. Because God has already written a story for all of us. And what he has, he knows, and when he put people together, is because there's a connection. There's nothing wrong. That's the way it's supposed to be. Don't be fearful of being connected. What might be the unknown? Connection. Willing is the next trait. I got to be willing to do whatever it takes to make this relationship successful. I have to show respect. I have to willingly show respect to receive respect. I better be willing to work hard to make sure this relationship is successful. And it's, you know, it's so good to have an opportunity. At this point, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. And I'm taking this opportunity. I have one of my co-hosts, or the host of one of the shows we have on Thursday night, which is once a month, which is the Minister Shannon Show. And I'm sitting here looking. I have her on the line. And I want to make sure she come in, and I'm going to give her the introduction. But before I do that, I want to offer some information and advertise it for an organization. And that organization is the Ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Alpha Rho Zeta Chapter of Montgomery, Alabama, which is the River Region. We'll be celebrating 100 years finer womanhood, Centennial Gala, Saturday, March the 21st, 2020, Embassy Suite, 300 Tallapoosa Street, Montgomery, Alabama. Doors open at 6:45. The attire is all white formal. The admission is $50. So if you want to be a part of it and you want to find out how to get tickets, I'm going to give you a Gmail or email account. And that's Finer Womanhood Book 1920 at gmail.com. Finer Womanhood Book, B-O-O-K, 1920 at gmail.com. Give them a shout out, email them, and tell them that you want to be a part of that Centennial Gala on March the 21st with the Ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. All right, we have one of the hosts of our awesome show on Thursday night, the Minister Shannon Show, joining us, and I want her to to be a part of this, and I want to give a shout out. Shannon is outstanding, Minister Shannon Hendricks. She's been with us for 2 years now. She started off as a guest, and she moved toward having a show. And I'm so proud to be with her in 2020, the year and the decade of access. Just remember that. Shannon, how you doing?
Hey, how is everybody? Wish you a happy new year, every and each one of you. If I see you, if I have not run into you, if you've not seen me this year on live, on Facebook, I am hoping that God continues to bless you over into the next year.
Shannon, we kind of get a little breaking up in your connection. I don't know whether it is. You might get a little closer to your phone or however it is. You kind of, you know, we just need to get the connection. It's kind of like a lot of static in it. So, but we'll continue to talk and we'll work through it. Shannon is joining us. Like I said, she's on our Thursday once a month, every fourth Thursday show, which is the Minister Shannon Show. And they just talk about real life issues. The co-host on that show is Elder Kendall McKnight, and they're 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and they just be talking about those issues that we encounter from time to time. All right, Minister Shannon, I was sharing some things in regards to the theory of love, the triangle theory of love, and the three components. I talked about intimacy, I talked about passion, and I talked about commitment. And before you came on, I was just sharing part of our relationship traits that we discussed in our relationship show. But I want you to kind of share some thoughts in regards to those three components of the theory of love, which is intimacy, passion, and commitment. Can you share your thoughts in regards to that?
Oh, my goodness. Let's take into consideration that the ministry is Eastern time since 4:45 this morning. So we're going to talk about compassion, intimacy, and commitment, right?
Yeah, intimacy, passion, and commitment. Yes, that's it.
Okay, so my thoughts on intimacy. I know that when we think about intimacy, we think about some type of intercourse or some type of sexual favor or some type of sexual component. But my thought when I think about intimacy is making love to my mind, letting me know that you love my mind, make love to my mind, then my body will come into play. The compassion will come, not compassion, I'm sorry, the passion will come after that. If you have my mind, if you got the minister's mind, you got my body, you got my spirit, and more than likely, and I don't know how many people are familiar with soul ties, but that is truth. That is truth. I think the first time I ever heard of a soul tie, your pastor, Pastor Ellis, Terry Ellison, wrote a book about soul ties. So
yes,
you'll have my soul because we will make a soul tie. Now, that's how I feel about intimacy, passion, and I think the other one was commitment.
Yes, commitment.
So, and the last one is commitment. If you have both those components, and this is me talking, this is the ministry. If you have both of those components, not necessarily that it has to go that way, but if you have both of those components, commitment has already been established.
Awesome. So, I tell you. And I tell you, Minister Shannon, most of the time, those three things are misunderstood and they're directed in the wrong direction. And I see that when you say intimacy, we think that's some kind of sexual thing. And you start off by distinctly saying intimacy is within the mental state. And see, one thing we have to understand, as I said earlier, when we look at intimacy, which is when we talk about the feeling of closeness, connection, a bond.
Right.
If you're able to, I'll say, be able to to tickle that intelligent part of that person, to move toward intellectual, keep intimacy into that part of intellectual. You're able to talk and communicate. We always said that when you meet somebody and you can tell a whole lot about them once they open their mouth. And sometimes you look up in their mouth and you see, oh, yeah, I know a lot about you. The bottom line here is that we have to be able to meet. You said meeting of the mind. You heard that term. I know most of y'all have heard that term, meeting of the mind. And, you know, that's where your intimacy comes in, because you find out what's going on with that person. They find out what's going on you. But you have to be open enough. You know, when we talk about, we always talk about the term, I love you. It's a gift. You know, it's also insecurity and fear keeps you from saying, I love you, because I'm afraid of the unknown. But when I'm able to communicate for understanding, y'all remember my hashtag, I'm going to always talk about that. That, you know, I'm communicating with you for understanding. We're meeting of the mind. We'll be able to share things. Sometimes, you know, it's so amazing. And I think back many, many years ago, I have met several people in my life. I'm talking about people I know of 20 and 30 years ago. And I met them, and it was a connection when I immediately met them. And we was able to communicate, and we was able to talk. We had a connection there. And we had a bond that was built that right now we're still communicating. Some 30 years since that point. So my thing is that that's where you come with your intimacy right there. It's nothing about sexual. That ain't what it's all about. It's the meeting of the mind. And the caller number is 347-857-4192. Give us a shout out. We'd like to hear from you as well. If not, type us some things on Facebook. We'll love to see what you have to say on Facebook or on Instagram, because we have several people on Instagram, as well as we have those individuals on Twitter just want to be a part of. We do appreciate it. You know, we'll make sure we get this out so you'll get a chance to hear an on-demand episode. You can check it out on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I put it out on everything. And I want you to make sure Tumblr, you know, we just make sure Google Plus is available. We want you to be a part of it. All right, that next one is passion. And then you shared your thoughts about passion. You know, passion is just, it ain't something you can teach yourself to do. You got to have passion, not compassion. But you got to remember, compassion is part of passion. Just keep that in mind. So if you're not a compassionate person, you're not going to be able to focus on the passion part of the relationship. And that's all about physical attraction, romance, you know, sexual consummation. You know, but we're not going to slide over there, because this is what this show is all about. It's a love cafe. It's all about lust. It's all about attraction. It's all about attachment. Just keep that in mind. Commitment, as she was saying, you know, you committed to that relationship, and some people are afraid of commitment. So what they make a decision to, they put one foot in the door and the other foot out, because they're afraid of commitment. Commitment strengthens the relationship.
Right.
If you're afraid to commit, I'm going to be straight up with everybody on Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to just be straight up. If you don't understand commitment, don't step up into a relationship with somebody else trying to make them think you know about commitment. Don't fool them, because they can find out. You know, that old thing that says, you know, when people show themselves, believe what they see. Because it's real.
Right. It's real.
So if you're trying to, what we call, fake the funk, so that you can be committed, because you do one or two things. Commitment is not all about what you can do for people. Commitment is about how you commit to the relationship. Go ahead on.
Not a hookup. If one more man comes to me in Atlanta and say, what? I don't know what that is. Commitment is not a hookup. You can hook up three times and you still have it committed to me. So, yeah, Doc, make sure that we're not talking about the urban definition of commitment.
Yes, that's the urban definition. You know, one of the things about commitment, I want everybody to keep in mind on the show, and we're going to move to something else. Probably roll back to talking a little bit about the last few traits, the tiers of relationship. You know, commitment is where you deliberately stay together with somebody or someone and make a conscious decision.
Amen.
A conscious plan for the future. If you're not ready to do that, you know, they're, like you said, a contemporary coming in, hook up, coming in, bang, bang, and oh, you out of there, that's not a commitment. Commitment because I'm going to drive from Montgomery to Atlanta every other weekend, that's not a commitment. Unless you make him plan. Unless you make him plans to be with that person. You're making plans, a conscious, not an unconscious, but a conscious plan for the future. That's what commitment is all about.
Let's keep
that in mind. The call in number again is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I will identify you the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I actually give your name, your location, and last but not least, comments, questions, expertise. You're on Facebook. I appreciate everybody being on here. And I see some people typing in some things, ethereal love. That means they're listening. They got intimacy, passion, and commitment. I do appreciate that because, I mean, you're listening where we're going with this. This is what the Love Cafe is all about. It's all about listening to individual, overcoming the things that you may encounter, being making that person valuable to you. And then in return, you're going to have excitement. That's love. That's the cafe. That's what we're talking about. All right, Doc, we're going to move forward, minister, and we're going to look at what is perfect love.
Ooh.
The thing you said, what is perfect love? Probably won't give the answer because, you know, why there is no perfect love. And I want us to keep that in mind. And I just want you to think about that a second. Why is there no perfect love? And it's not hard because now we can tie in our tiers of a relationship. Because in a relationship, first of all, you don't have any self-love for yourself. You ain't going to have nothing for me. So that can't be no perfect love. If you ain't ready to be honest, hey, don't come this way. If you ain't ready to be trustworthy, keep it moving. If you ain't able to communicate with me, I don't have time. If you ain't ready to be connected, you don't have that connection with me, don't look, no, not this way. If you ain't willing to work hard at it, that requires 365 days, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, oh, hit your wagon or horse up or whatever you want to somebody else. If you're not compassionate, you know, that's the one we didn't get to. But you got to remember passion and compassion. You know, there are some people out here that say they love you and not compassionate enough to understand what you may be going through. You know? And it's so important that we keep that in mind. People give you empty love. My. Have I said a mouthful? People give you empty love. So if they're giving you empty love, there's no perfect love. But I can say this, Shannon, and we'll talk about this, real love. Let's talk about real love. Shannon, I'm going to let you, what do you think about real love? I'm not talking about perfect love because there's no perfect love. It's real love. Let's talk about real love.
I don't have, because I can't. I would have to definitely come from the angle of my collar on perfect love. And just to hit on it, Dot, this morning as I was praying and telling God, whatever you do, don't leave me out. And if you don't do anything else, but in my prayer to God, I said to him, in my imperfectness, that word alone, in my imperfectness, let me still, God, have direction from you to try to be perfect and walk this Christian walk, which means that I'll never get there. So I don't think there is a perfect love. But if you tell me that you love me, if you tell me that you really love me, you show me that you really love me, then that's just like a Christian. We'll never be perfect Christians, but we try to be Christ-like. We'll never have a perfect love. We'll never have a perfect marriage. We'll never have perfect children. But in this committal marriage, in this commitment, in this love triangle between you and I, if I feel in my heart, and I've been married twice, and I felt love before, don't get me wrong, at least on the first husband, but anyway, if I feel like you love me in my heart that you love me, if you love me, if I feel it in my heart, Lord Jesus, if I feel it in my heart because it's emotional, serotonin is just a feeling. You get excited when you hear the name, read the name when you see a car like you. Significant other. So real love is possible. The real love is possible, and I say that because my great-grandparents, my great-grandmother died in September. Her husband died in February. Folk don't do that no more. That's real. Mm. I can't stand to live without you.
Mm.
If you got to go, I got to go too.
Mm. Wow.
So
I'm telling you. Go ahead on. Talk to us now.
Real love is deep. It's deep. That thing just touches me. Real love is deep because I've seen it. I've witnessed it. I've seen it in my, you know, in my family. And I'm not saying it's not out there now. I've had it. And I'm looking for it. I want no hookups.
Come on here, girl. Come on now. You talking to me.
Real love. I want that same love that you said, David. If anybody try to do anything, you anybody. I want you to come straight out and say, I will fight head, ballot, seals, Trump himself, everybody to save you. Let them hurt me. You know so. Yeah, that's how I feel about real love.
Nah, but I'm talking about that's what we're talking about, real love. What does it mean to you? We know what it means to us. So real love have a different definition for each individual. No one has the same. And Minister Shannon is sharing her thoughts in regards to it. You know, and for me, real love is not a perfect love, but real love is said when I say I love you, I'm giving you a gift. I want you to know that's how I feel, and I'm willing to go to wherever it needs to go for us to be together. You know, when you're talking about real love, you're talking about I'm making a commitment. I'm willing to do all the things dealing with the relationship tier, traits that are needed for us to be successful. And I'm looking that in the end that you want to put whatever definition on it. If you know, you can call it several types of love now. But when you said real love, I'm willing to do all the things that's needed. I want to be passionate with you. I want to be intimate with you by mind to mind. And it's all about physical body, you know. I want to be committed. If you're not ready to be committed, then I keep saying you just need to step back and not get in the way of someone finding real love. Because some people get in the way. You get in the way. Mm-hmm. And when you get in the way, all you're doing is holding up someone else from finding what God has for them. And it's all about that. Right. I don't care what nobody says. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, has that person the right person for me? Has the right person?
Right.
Person that I could be in love with. Because all the things I'm talking to you about is where I have been able to see and mature into the point that I will know what real love is.
Right. And you got to know seasonal. You got to know what's seasonal.
Yeah.
You got to know what's root and what's a leaf. Because leaves go. The roots will be there.
Yes. That's for sure. And that's one thing we have to understand there. You know, it's about a foundation. Love is all about a foundation. You know, a house built on a solid foundation, it will last forever. A relationship built on a solid foundation will last forever. But when a relationship is built on shaky ground, on a marshland, on a swamp, it won't last. My. You ought to be afraid of that. Being with somebody that, what you talking about, foundation is not, it's so shaky. Ooh, you're going to shake it around, you mess around, and think you're on an earthquake. But when you get on that foundation, that's real love, and you know it, I tell you, you know, you can plan for the future. You can constantly plan for the future, and that's what real love is all about. And, you know, we talk about the tears, and if you have a relationship and those things are built in there, as we mentioned earlier, your honesty, your trust, your self-love, your commitment, your communication, your compassion, your willingness, all of that is part of that, you're going to have a foundation. Your relationship has to be built on a foundation. Can't be built on nothing else. And it has to be solid. Solid foundation. It can't be built on lies, because when you tell the first lie, you got to tell the second one to cover the first one, and the third one to cover.
All right.
And one thing about it, you know, I said this, you know, it's a difference between men and women. As a man, I watch women and try to learn as much as I can. Where, you know, maybe I could be a good mate for that woman, but you know, a woman has that intuition. That's something that's in them. We overlook it as a man. When it be telling, hit us in the head. It hits us in the head, but you know what? No, man, no. No, man, no. It ain't happening like that. Oh, I can make it work. Because I was like this. I was in a relationship, and I saw everything, and it was revealed to me, and the person, one thing you cannot do is change people. But I said, I can change her because all the good in me, and she round that good. But man, what you talking about? That thing went from bottom down to the worst place. You can't do that. We don't do it very well, but women do. And that's why, as a man, we can learn things like that. Nurturing, we can learn, because we're not good nurturers. And a relationship requires nurturing.
Yes, it does.
Love requires nurturing, just like a plant requires water. Love. You know, people say a green thumb. Everybody ain't got a green thumb. Don't let everybody touch you. They ain't got no big thumb. What you talking about? Don't let everybody touch you, girl. Keep that in mind. The call in number is 347-857-4192. And we're ready to talk with you. Just press 1 and we'll identify your last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to come on, give us some words of advice. Tell us what you're going running into. Tell us what's happening in your life. Tell us why you can't get right. You know, I remember a movie, Get Right. Right. You can't get right. If you can't get right, you listen to The Right Place, The Love Cafe, and Dr. Smith as the host. And tonight, our co-host is Minister Shanna Hendricks. And it's so good to be before you. We're going to just touch on one more topic. And it's something that people can't recognize, and I want them to be able to recognize. We want to discuss some problems, you know, discuss why we have problems, realizing that we're in the wrong relationship. Discuss why we have problems realizing that we're in the wrong relationship. Let me tell you one thing. We talked about all the tears. We talked about the theory of love, those three theories. If you're short of one of them, I'm going to tell you, you're in the wrong relationship. If that person don't understand intimacy, if that person don't understand passion, if that person don't understand love, meaning a commitment, you're in the wrong relationship.
True.
You know, I have a thing. Minister said I have a thing that you probably heard me say this, and I always share. And I share. I say, you know, there's one thing about, I don't have criteria, because you don't need to be start trying to set criteria, because you can't live up to some of the criteria yourself, so you can't set them for everybody else. And I want y'all to keep that in mind. Now, be careful about criteria. But I have one thing. I said, I do some observation. I think I'm a good observance of people, because I spent 35.8 years in public education around children, people who are fully grown, 50-year-old people that are adults and got children, grandchildren. One of the things that I definitely wanted to make sure I can observe in people, if I want to spend my time with you, is how you treat the people that you say you love. Tell me how much you show about love. How do you treat the people you say you love? In the acronym, the L is for what? You got to listen to your own people. You got to be willing to overcome what may. You might have to be able to, you know, if you don't value, but you got to show value to the people that you love. And then you got to be excited about being around them. So the three things I look at to tell me how you, whether or not I want to spend my time with you. And you're listening on here. I hope you are. One thing is I watch how you treat your own children if you have children. Do you show love for your own children? I watch how you treat your parents or grandparents or the guardians that's in your life. I watch how you treat your siblings, if you have siblings or cousins or people you consider your sisters, your brothers, or whoever it is. Those things is, because if you treat either one of them without not showing love for them, you can't show no love for me because they blood. They blood.
Right.
You got the same DNA in most cases. So you cannot, you just can't do that. You can't treat me the way you need. So that's a deal breaker for me now. I'm just being straight up there about it. I'm watching that because I want you to watch the way I do. And, you know, watch how I treat mine because I do my best. God knows he blessed me. And I'm thankful to have a family that loves me and I love them. And I know you feel the same way about yours. So show them love and you can show love to me. Shannon, you want to share any thoughts on there? We're getting close to the end of the hour.
I'm probably going to be in agreement with most of everything that you said. I just can add that I think in my own experiential dealings with friends of mine, girlfriends and male friends, that we possibly may stay in the relationship, the wrong relationship, is because we don't want to be alone. We have not figured out just yet that being alone doesn't necessarily mean loneliness. Because he could be right there with you, you still be lonely. She could be right there with you, you still be lonely. So I do want to add that because we don't want to be alone, we want to cuddle, we want to be like our friends. I want me somebody, and I'm talking in my little girl voice, but let me just say, in my grown woman voice, if I'm going to be lonely with you, I might as well be without you. So I think that's, you know, one of the reasons, especially women, we don't want to be alone. We don't want to be without that special someone.
Awesome, awesome. I'm going to tell you, that's, go ahead on, Minister Shannon. Go ahead on.
Nothing other than, you know, I've been divorced since 2016. Since 2016. Since 2016. And I find myself, if I'm not in church, thanking God, telling God, thank you for giving me one more sunny day. He'll send the right one. So yeah.
There you go. That's what it's all about. Is when you and people, you know, what are they saying? Well, I'm gonna go to church and find me a man in church. You know, sometimes we and Minister Shannon agree with this. Sometimes they make the right place. That's where you find wrong relationships. It's our church. And we're talking about wrong relationships. And one of the things that concerns me, and I want you all to pay close attention to this, when you're in a wrong relationship, you pick up bad skills, bad relationship skills. And once you leave, if that's the only relationship you know, you take those bad relationship skills to the next relationship. And people always tell me, don't bring your baggage with you. You know, when you, you know, Skills, remember what a skill is, something you acquire, okay, and learn. In a long relationship, you can pick up those same skills. While you couldn't understand why the relationship didn't work, but you carry those skills over to the next relationship. And you wonder what's going on. You have to leave those, you know, but it's hard. Let me say that. You have to leave them there, but it's hard to. Because if you learn a skill, that's just like as a barber, as a mason, a brick mason, you learn a skill. You see what I'm saying? And if somebody taught you wrong, then you're not going to be able to do what you need to do in regards to, you know, that doing the job they ask you. It's the same way in a relationship. If you're in the wrong relationship, you pick up wrong skills, and you are not successful in the next relationship. What you have to do is check yourself out, work on developing the right skills. Mm-hmm. That's what you need to work on. You have to first recognize, assess yourself, and see what I was doing wrong. Don't worry about, you know, what the other person was doing, because you can't change anybody else. You have to change yourself. And I always said that when people sit up and say it was the other person's fault. Yeah, I've been married and divorced over 9 years now. And the thing about it, I never blame my ex-wife for what had happened. I take just as much blame or even more. And those skills I had then, I want to work on them. So in my next marriage, somewhere down the line, I can be a lot more successful.
Amen.
Wrong relationship, and we have to keep that in mind. So, you know, that's what it's all about. When you acquire skill from a wrong relationship, you carry it to the next one, unless you're ready to adjust it. You're ready to no longer carry those skills with you. It may be hard. We have to be retrained, reshuffle
right.
Sometimes, they say. Minister Shannon, you want to share anything on that, right?
No, I agree totally. If it was learned, it can be unlearned, and you can do it right, or you can try to do it right. Just show me that you're trying. I agree with you 100%.
And I tell you, it's been awesome tonight. I'm telling you, the Love Cafe was just always a great opportunity, a vessel to kind of share our thoughts. And we want you to always be a part of it. Minister Shannon took an opportunity to come tonight and share our thoughts on it. And it was just exciting. That's what it's all about. It's the Love Cafe. It's the listening. It's the overcoming. It's valuable. And it's exciting. And it's everything. That's what the Love Cafe is all about, with the three phases of our menu, with our appetizer and starter, which is a lust. And we know about that sometimes. The entree, which is what? The attraction. And last but not least, the dessert, which is the attachment. That's what a real love relationship can be about. Let's talk more on the next time. We'll be back with you in about 2 weeks. We're going to have our next show scheduled up, and the Minister Shannon coming up. And I know you try to do it the fourth Thursday of the month, and we're going to work toward getting that show in there, and whatever Minister Shannon choose to want to focus on. If she want to share something right now, it's fine, but we're about to close the show, Minister Shannon.
I don't want to share anything. Everything that Doc shared with you guys, please keep it in mind. You can be retrained. You can refocus. Love is there. Please don't pick anybody just because you want somebody to have in your life and be in the wrong relationship. But above all else, and I had to learn this too because I haven't always been a preacher, but I've always been a praying woman. Now I'm a woman of God as a minister, but I've always been a praying woman. I truly believe if you seek and ask God, you choose the husband for me, not me. You choose him for me. If you pray, the scriptures say you have not because you ask not. But if you ask it, he'll move so swift it'll scare you. So pray and ask God, send me the right one. That's all I have to say.
That's awesome. Thank you, Minister Shannon. We're down to 60 seconds. I want to say a couple of things. That my hashtag is Keep On Grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. And as we get ready to close this out, I'm going to tell you just like that. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. But there's one thing I want you to keep in mind. Look for steady love. And that's what we're going to close this show out. We don't have the rights to the song, but we want to play it anyway. So have an awesome night. And we'll check you out on Monday night. Okay? On Monday night, we're talking real to you. And then Tuesday is Dr. Locha. Good night. That took time to listen to the show, and I'm so excited to have them. You know, sometimes I get real excited, overly excited, and I want to give my people a shout out now. I don't want them to think I'm forgetting about them. I have my frat brother, one of my former athlete and students, that's checking us out, and his name is Robert Schufert. Thank you so much, Robert, for checking us out. We also have Gabrielle Lee. Thank you, Gabrielle. It's so exciting to have you on them. We have Karen Lewis, and I'm looking at the red, and I'm assuming that she's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We have Carl Green, one of my frat brothers, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Happy Father's Day to Robert as well as Carl. We have Aletha Devon. Thank you for checking us out as well. We also have another one, my frat brother, George M. Scott. He's joining us. Thank you, frat, so much. Also, we have is Nikita Gasson Lomack. Thank you, Nikita, for joining us. We have Lakeisha Griffin McCormick, my kin folks. Thank you so much. Out of the 4-5 down there, thank you so much. Janetta Tarrington, thank you, Janetta. She said happy Father's Day. I thank you so much. LaPrice Sanford, thank you as well. And I'm looking at it. I'm seeing this blue and white. Those members I just called out, I'm going to give a shout out to each one of them because I was moving too fast. Lakeisha, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Janetta, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. On the 16th will be your 100-year centennial. So we say happy 100 years to you. We also have LaPrice Sanford. Thank you so much. And also, I'm sitting here looking down. We have Aaliyah Lewis, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. And you're looking at J15. You'll be celebrating your, you way beyond us, and you 108, so you way up there. We try to catch up your 112, your 112 years, which we won't catch up, but we'll be there. We have Brandon Weeds. Is that Brandon A. Weeds? And she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta. We have Karan White, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. J13, you're coming up. I'm going to say happy Founders Day to you as well. Monica Smith Terrell, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. Yours coming up on J15. Happy 112 for you. And also my frat brother Howard Bruton. Happy Founders Day, Howard. One of my former students, Beverly Lachey Johnson. Thank you so much, Beverly. Marvin Smith, Lala, thank you so much. Man, you want a book. You're going to have to give me your address so I can mail that book to you, one of the previous shows. Andre L. Bass, thank you for joining. And one of my former students and also a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, that's Roger Harris Jr., thank you so much. And also, Umberell Bass is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Laquan Wiggins, thank you so much for joining us. Shanita Arrington Mitchell, thank you for so much for joining us. Then we also have Shawana Martin, thank you, Shawana, so much. Another member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority out of Texas. And I thank you, and I met this young lady a long time ago. We had our 75th year in existence. I met her in Washington, D.C. Thank you, Belinda Samples. We have Dante, is Dante Zeta Phi Thomas, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. NC Counselor, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. You have your day coming up, day 13. And also, just some words for Valinda. Happy Father's Day to my favorite Sigma brother. Thank you, my sister, one of my favorite Zetas. And then last but not least, Beverly Lachey Johnson made some notes here. Said the theory of love, intimacy, hashtag passion, hashtag commitment. Thank each and every one of y'all. And we look forward to having you on our show in a couple of weeks. Have an awesome rest of the night. I'm about to go. Some of the brothers is over at a set. I wanted to give a shout out for it over at the Uptown Bar and Grill celebrating Founders Day, starting at 6:14 until, and have great food and great music. So I'm heading over there to enjoy Founders Day with my frat brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. The rest of y'all have an awesome night. And we look to celebrate on day 13 with your Deltas, Delta Sigma Theta. That's one of our co-hosts on one of our show, which is Dr. Olivia E. Smith, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. And on day 15, my daughter, who's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, they'll be celebrating on day 15. And on day 16, another co-host of our show, which is Ms. Scarlett H. Black out of Greenville, South Carolina, on our Monday night show, and sometime come on this show as well. She's celebrating her centennial as a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. So that's awesome. And then on my other shows, I have three frat brothers, that's Tony Starworth, as well as Daryl. Even time to time, we have other brothers that come in and step in. We thank them very much. It's been awesome, but we'll check you out in 2 weeks. Have an awesome night. I love you, and there are things you can do about it.